That thing that I drove up in, we just called up.
Car?
And if it develops this week, I'd say I'm gonna have to do what to it.
Fix it.
Okay, specifically,
Repair.
Just thick stuff that you put on the sweeping area. A lubricant?
Car.
Or grease?
Grease ball?
Not grease. Just grease?
Grease ball.
Oh, is it called?
Grease ball.
Okay, good enough. Now, when I talk about the grease, I'd say I'm going to do what to my car if I'm going to use grease on it?
Grease.
If I did it yesterday, I'd say yesterday,
grease.
And if I got it all over my hands are...
Greasy.
Do you have any idea what you call the stuff that people used to burn in lamps before they had electric and temperatures?
Kerosene.
Talk about a makeshift lamp, a temporary lamp that you would make out of a bottle and some kerosene and maybe some kind of a cloth or wick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any idea what you're doing?
Yeah.
You ever heard of a flambeau?
Mm-hmm.
The inside part of the tires that inflates, you call that the inner... What would you say you do to a boat when you're in the process of putting it in the water? You say you're going to what the boat?
Sail.
Okay, well, where do you get it? With a bell? You're going to launch? Like it's the same word you could use with a rocket taking off. They're going to
launch.
Talk about boats, you know, the kinds that you have to use oars with.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of boat would you call that?
Paddle boat, I couldn't
have. A rowboat?
Mm-hmm.
You call it a rowboat. Have you ever heard of a bateau or a kilo or a john boat?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Say if you were going to make yourself a dress and you had to go to town to get the material for it,
mm-hmm.
you might take a little square piece, you know, just to match up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What you call that?
A remnant.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay, what about something that begins with an S? Well, sometimes these companies, through the mail, they'll send you a pretty...
Thank
you. Yeah, okay. Alright, talking about the word pretty, the comparative of that, you might say, well, this is a pretty dress, but this one's even...
Pretty.
The thing that you wear around your waist when you work in the kitchen, what would you call that?
Apron.
This thing right here is a
penny.
You would say a dime is worth what?
10 cents.
And the thing that you hold a baby's diaper together with, that would be a
penny.
And these old houses out in the country that have metal roofs, that metal is probably
penny.
What would you say that a man's 3-piece suit consists of?
Pants, jacket, and a vest.
Okay. Any other name for a jacket?
Mm-hmm.
You have a suit?
Coat.
Mm-hmm. What about other names for pants?
Trousers.
What about these things that farmers like to wear?
Overalls.
Yeah. They're not confined just to farmers anymore. They're around city?
Yeah.
Do you have a thing? You don't like them?
They're all right.
What about this is one word I'm looking for, it's a preposition, just kind of filling in blank. I'd say, that jacket has fancy buttons, blanket.
On it.
Mm-hmm. That's good. Alright, this is another verb. If I want something, I might ask you to please me that.
Blank.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, I already blank you that.
Blah.
I have blanked you that before.
Blah.
This expression, that coat won't fit last year, but this year it blanked perfectly.
Fit.